Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters for the holidays. And the first movie is This Is 40. A few years after Knocked Up, the story continues when Pete and Debbie are turning 40 and they have some serious midlife identity crisis stuff going on. And this time, it includes lots of drama with the kids.
Why does it say 38 and not 40?
Because your mom wants to be 38. Let's not mention it again.
It doesn't seem like our lives should be this much work. We have to make a choice to make things different.
They love you because you're the fighter. One person in a relationship's got a punch.
So to break it down for you, Judd Apatow directs this, which stars Leslie Mann, who's his real-life wife, and also stars the two real-life daughters, Maude and Iris, who in the movie are daughters of Leslie and Paul Rudd, who I was in a movie with a million years ago, which is completely irrelevant, and I just thought I'd throw that in there. What isn't irrelevant? During this movie, I seriously thought I was drowning in a sea of F-bombs, and many of those bombs are dropped by the kids, kind of disturbing. Maybe part of the problem is, it's kind of a downer with so much arguing, discontent, and dysfunction. Or maybe the problem is there were only a few really funny parts, and most just seriously isn't this movie over yet parts. So if you think this one might be completely inappropriate for Christmas, you'd be right. If you think this one will rival the success of Knocked Up, you'd be wrong. So in our movie night traffic light, This Is 40 is a red light. Now onto a movie many have been waiting to see, it's Les Miserables, a movie musical just before the French Revolution. Hugh Jackman is an ex-convict who breaks his parole, and then promises Anne Hathaway the way he will keep her daughter safe. All the while, Russell Crowe wants to bring him to justice.
I'm cold. Will you let me stay here for tonight? I know who you are.
I had a dream my life would be.
Help me, please. I have a child. So different from this hell I'm living.
Where was your child?
No, life has killed me.
So yes, the movie is almost 3 hours long, and yes, the weak link is Russell Crowe, but none of that matters because everyone else is brilliant and it's worth going to just to see Anne Hathaway sing her amazing song. The story is told beautifully with amazing sets, stunning costumes, and unbelievable talent. And since it's a musical, obviously everyone sings pretty much everything, which kind of makes the whole singing part pretty much important. And with the exception of you-know-who, they all do a wonderful job. Who knew the Wolverine and Agent 99 would end up mesmerizing us with their voices? But since this is called Les Miserables, don't expect happy, happy, joy, joy. Instead, you get miserable done in a moving and stunning way. So in our movie night traffic light, Les Miserables is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.